Tomorrow, the best golfers in the world will play the first of four rounds at Augusta National Golf Course, round one of the Masters Tournament. By Sunday, after four rounds, the winner will don the traditional green jacket worn by golf's immortals. New York Times golf writer Larry Dorman says this 61st Masters is unusual in at least one respect.
It's different this year because the flowers bloomed early, and so we'll have none of the trademark azalea and dogwood that lights up the television screen for so many people when they tune the Masters in.
Do you think that will keep down the number of cliches about Augusta National that we'll hear in the telecast?
Hopefully it will. I think we'll be able to focus on the golf, which this year is, I think, going to be as exciting as it's ever been.
Let's focus on the golf for a moment. I guess this Masters tournament is already being dubbed Tiger Woods' first Masters tournament as a professional.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an important way of looking at it?
Well, it is, and the reason for that is because the two previous times that he was here, when he came as an amateur, he was not really prepared to play. He was just coming from final exams at Stanford, and he wasn't prepared to play the tournament. He hadn't been able to focus on it and prepare the way that he likes to prepare for things that he's pointing to. So, yes, it's very important. He's played a lot this year, and his game is tuned.
There's another golfer who brings a very interesting story to this year's tournament, and that's Greg Norman, who was the story of last year's tournament.
Well, Greg is always a fascinating story. I regard Greg Norman as the most compelling man in golf because he never really does anything that's uninteresting. And when he loses in spectacular fashion. And when he wins, he also does it that way. So after what happened to him last year, that sort of ghastly slow-motion self-destruction across the grounds here at Augusta has really, really made people interested in seeing how he will rebound from that.
He was the leader until Sunday, the fourth round, and then he just fell apart.
Yes, he had a six-shot lead overnight, and on Sunday appeared to be very confident and sort of brimming confidence, but then everything came apart on Augusta National, as it will if there's one little thing wrong with your game, which there was with his.
Who are some other golfers who look like they could be Masters champions this year?
Well, I think that Tom Lehman is being overlooked by a lot of people who are looking at the field. Tom has played very well here before. Finished second to Jose Maria Olazabal when Jose Maria won here. And he's on form, so I think he'll be a factor. Also, Olazabal, who is back from a terrible foot problem that sidelined him for 18 months and looked as though it was going to end his career, he's back on form and played well in New Orleans last week. So those are a couple of players that I think you'll see on the leaderboard at some point during the proceedings.
Now, in addition to the all the televised amateur horticulture that we're treated to when we watch the Masters, and all of the talk about tradition and nostalgia, there is something unusual about the telecast of this tournament.
There is, and it's largely the legacy of Clifford Roberts, who the former Masters chairman and founder of Augusta National with Bob Jones, who died 20 years ago. Cliff Roberts decreed that the Masters would be the least commercial sporting event in existence, and it is so. There are only four commercial minutes per hour, and it's really very tastefully done. So you see more golf, you see better golf. The whole theater is so much better because of the non-intrusive nature of the commercials.
This in an age when other sports would introduce artificial timeouts just because the networks want commercial time.
They would, and it's interesting. You talk about progress at Augusta National. It comes glacially. I don't know if you would consider commercialism progress, but in any event, Jack Stevens, the current chairman, today was asked, why has progress gone so slowly on live telecast of the front nine? And he said, well, because we want it to. So,
as you only see the back nine, the holes 10 through 18.
That's right.
Not the first nine holes.
That's right, and there's resistance among the Augusta National members to televising the entire 18 holes. It's a rather convoluted reasoning that they apply to it, and I'm not certain that everybody understands it, but they don't intend to change, and don't ask them why.
Larry Dorman, thank you very much.
Thank you, Robert.
Larry Dorman in Augusta, Georgia, writes about golf for the New York Times.